With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program, big issues, big guests, particularly if they're local. We're happy to have the attorney for a Honduran man who's been here for some time, unaccompanied minor. I believe he was 15 or 16 when he came here with a sponsor or a contact in Radnor. He was arrested recently with the Lower Merion Police on the scene, and that's where it came to attention along with ICE. ICE arrested him in Haverford because they had a 2008 deportation order for failure to show up for his immigration hearing when he came here as an unaccompanied minor. Okay? And apparently this made the news because there was back and forth over what Lower Merion Police did on the scene. People in Lower Merion, some of them objected to it. Joining us is his attorney, Matthew Archambault, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matthew, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me a big guest. That's
Well, on an issue like this, so are you a private practice guy, Matthew, or are you in some other area?
Yeah, I have my own firm.
Okay.
And I do immigration.
Do you specialize in things like this?
Yeah, I specialize in immigration removal defense,
okay,
primarily.
All right. So tell me, why would there be a defense here when the guy, I know there's got to be technical defenses, but when the guy does not show up for his hearing and they have the deportation order. So what are some of the areas you're concerned about? Let's start with the Lower Merion Police. Is there anything there that you see as a defense?
Well, I mean, that doesn't really affect his immigration
okay
matter. And I'll be honest with you. I don't really know what happened there. I know Lower Merion came out and said that they weren't on the scene. I think sometimes what happens, ICE wears will wear police on their uniforms. So oftentimes people will confuse them with the local police. So I, honestly, I've never talked to my client about Lower Merion being
okay
there or not. So,
all right. Well, what are some of the areas
on that?
If the guy does not show up, you know, he comes to the country, gets caught on a company minor. There's a sponsor or a family relative in Radnor. They say, okay, and then you go before a judge and you hash this out whether he stays or goes, right? He doesn't show up.
Yeah, well, the problem with Jonathan is he was placed with a sponsor and that relationship quickly deteriorated. So
okay,
he was 16 when he came, and then he was pretty quickly out on his own. And he went back to him. He did have representation, but he was a scared kid. He didn't speak the language, and he decided not to show up for one hearing. Then he went on with his life, and he is kind of a remarkable kid. He ended up graduating from high school. He's in college. He met a beautiful U.S. citizen. Been married now for over 2 years, and in October they decided to file the visa petition to kind of get him on path, to legal status. And it was probably the visa petition that alerted ICE because he has no criminal contacts whatsoever.
Okay. But here's a guy, the country, I see it this way. The country brings him in at 16. I hear what you're saying. He gets college educated. He does all these things. He still, though, did not show up through the legal process. Why would you not deport him? What am I missing here?
Well, we filed a motion to reopen with the judge, asked her under her discretion to reopen the matter because he does have an asylum claim that he wasn't able to pursue. He is married to a U.S. citizen, so he has other avenues for relief. And based on all the circumstances, she decides to reopen the case and give him a chance. He has no, I mean, what really helps him is he has no criminal contact, he has no criminal record. So with many people, you know, they do have criminal contact. Mm-hmm.
So right, well, let me take you back, though. Matthew, pause. How does his status as being married to a U.S. citizen, though, it's not, you know, that he's born here, so-called anchor baby or whatever. How does that impact us?
Well, you know, she filed the visa petition. When it's approved, it eventually will be approved. He'll have to file for a waiver to show that she'll suffer extreme hardship without him here. And based on his entry, he'll have to return to Honduras to do the final process. And hopefully the waiver is approved here. He'll return to Honduras and he'll have the opportunity to come back. If the U.S. government feels he's worthy of discretion and that his U.S. citizen wife would suffer extreme hardship without him.
All right. Do you see the system as overreactive here, or as I see it, they're following the law, the processes of it?
Well, I think when we look at immigration enforcement, when we go back, let's just step back one president to Obama. Obama's really split into two epochs. The first 5.5 years, where this type of enforcement was very common. Obama's first 5.5 years is not too much unlike Trump's first few months.
Mm-hmm.
It was Obama's last 2.5 years where we wouldn't have. I had very few, if any, people picked up without a criminal record. So even someone like Jonathan, who had the removal order, ICE may have encountered him and said, hey, why don't you check in, try to take care of your case, but they wouldn't detain him. So, you know, to be fair to everyone, this is more like Obama at the beginning of his. So,
all right,
it's not super unusual.
When is the next? So you have the motion before the judge right now. That'll trigger what happens next.
Well, the case has been reopened, so right now we're just waiting for a bond hearing for him.
Okay. Well, Matthew, thank you. We invite you back when the next layer of this happens. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Snom, and you made my day by calling me a big.
Thank you, Matthew.
I have that for the rest of the day.
Well, thank you, Matthew. Very, very good to have you. Thank you very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.